Exclusive, Tara Reid's lawyer: if Joe Biden does not remember her, he should open up his record. By Joel B. Polak on May 15, 2020. Douglas Wigler, the attorney for Tara Reid, told Breitbart News on Friday morning that former Vice President Joe Biden's claim not to remember her is all the more reason for him to consent to opening up his Senate records. Biden told MSNBC on Thursday evening that he did not remember Reid, who worked for him as a Senate staffer, and who alleges he sexually assaulted her in 1993. Biden has refused to open his Senate archive, which is housed at the University of Delaware. Wigler responded in a telephone interview with Breitbart News. Biden hasn't been that sharp on many things, not least of which now is not recalling Tara Reid, Wigler said, which is all the more reason why now. Frankly, he ought to consent to opening up his record at the University of Delaware. The former vice president, who is the presumptive Democratic Party nominee for president, has said that he will not consent to his papers being released while he is seeking or serving in public office, because of the risk that information might be taken out of context. But Wigler says that Biden's Senate records could be the key to refreshing his memory and establishing the truth. We're starting to now see, as the attacks change from her being some sort of a Russian sympathizer, to there being no record of her working there, to writing bad checks, to now it's sort of changed. I've seen things about work performance and even the clothing that she was wearing, Wigler told Breitbart News. Asked whether the case was closed, as Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, said earlier this month, Wigler retorted, "The case hasn't even started." He challenged Biden to sit down for an interview with NBC's Megyn Kelly, as Reid had done, noting that his client had granted multiple interviews. Asked why other women had not come forward with similar stories, Wigler replied, "I think a number of women have come forward who have spoken about his hands-on touching, and looks at them, and things like that, that made them feel very uncomfortable. I think that it's not out of the realm of possibility that someone who's willing to do those sorts of things in public would venture into the next phase of what he did to Tara Reid." Wigler, who also represented some of the victims of convicted Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein, added that the way Reid had been treated by the media could deter other women from speaking out. He noted that he had been an enthusiastic supporter in 2018 of Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, the woman who accused Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh of assaulting her when they were both in high school in the early 1980s. MSNBC invited him on the air to discuss the case against Kavanaugh, he said, but when it came to Reid, who, unlike Dr. Ford, had given a contemporaneous account of the assault to a friend who worked for the late Senator Ted Kennedy, DMA, they did not want to hear from him. Somehow now Tara Reid comes into the picture and the same people are running away from things they have embraced, he said. It's a complete and utter double standard that's going on. I can tell you while my phone was ringing off the hook about Kavanaugh during his confirmation hearing, MSNBC couldn't get enough of me. They haven't called me once. They don't want to hear from me. Wigler also noted that many advocacy groups and organizations that rallied around Dr. Ford had failed to defend Reid against hit pieces in the media. I don't see those same groups rallying for her on the same exact issues. He added that Reid would have an announcement in the coming days, given that the Democratic National Committee did not want to participate in an independent, nonpartisan investigation into the facts. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.